Now that we're here, it's like the Rebbe say, "Im avinu la mitzvah." You know, we're here, so we should do it. The Gemara is like this. Interesting chazal. Gemara says that we did it on the pasuk. Yeshayo, you got to just let me see the pasuk. Yeah, so chazal say that the that Amar Rava, b'shoah shemachnisin adam ledin. Omrim lo. In other words, after a person dies, so these are the things that they approach him with, that they ask him about. It's an interesting chazal. It's got to be of primary importance, I mean, because it's talking about the things that they ask a person on the ultimate Yom HaDin after Misa, the things that they question him about. Okay. So it says, these are the things. It says, the first one is Nasasov and Nasato Bemuna. Okay? So that means, did he do business honestly? Okay? Nasasov and Nasato Bemuna. Was your Masa and Matan honest? Bemuna, in truth. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is Kavata Itumatara. Alright? Third thing is a sakta b'pir rivya. Okay, now it's interesting. It doesn't say kiyamta pir rivya. It doesn't say that because pir rivya is like one entire mitzvahs, a lot of mitzvahs. So it's not talking about kiyum a mitzvah. It isolates being osek in pir rivya. All right, we'll get back to that. Next thing is tzipisa liyeshua. Tzipisa liyeshua means did you look forward to the Ledivrei Hanaviim. It means that the were you waiting, anxiously waiting for the Divrei Hanaviim to come true. Okay, the Divrei Hanaviim. That the Divrei Hanaviim that you say every week in the Haftarah. Whereas that the ultimate state of the ultimate state of human existence, Moshe Mashiach, will come true. Then Pilpalta b'chachma. Alright? What is it? The next thing is Pilpalta b'chachma. Okay? Were you, did you engage yourself in Divrei Chachma? Okay? You engage yourself in Divrei Chachma. And then the last thing is Hevanta dava mitach dava. Hevanta dava mitach dava means that did you, it's an interesting question. Papalta b'chachma means a person. Apparently, it's two different things. Papalta b'chachma means chachma means the chachma that's in existence. In other words, the chachma that you have in the Torah itself. Okay, so did you engage in that? Did you involve yourself in that? All right, and then evanta davar mitach davar means insight. Were you able to abstract from the divrei chachma? Did you gain insight into other areas? Hevanta davar mitach davar. Okay, so the Rashi says Hainu das. Rashi says Hainu das because it's going back to a reference on the pasuk. So apparently Chazal darshan this pasuk, v'haya emunas itecha, that they learn like this because the pasuk before says Nizgav ad Hashem ki shochein marom milei tzion mishpat utzdaka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills Sion with Mishpat and Tzedakah, and Vahoya means it will be. What's Vahoya? So they say Vahoya means the ultimate Vahoya, the ultimate Yom HaDin. Okay, ultimate Yom HaDin. And they dash in each word in the Pasuk. So Emunas is Nasasa Bamuna. And then the next thing is Itecha, they say Kavata Itim Latar, in reference to Itim. And then Chosen is Pir Rivya, because Rashi says that Al Yidei Isha is Chosen is the Gemara says is Nashim. So through Al Yidei Isha is Noldu Yarshin. All right. So it's a reference. So Chosen is a reference to Pir Rivya. And Chosen Yeshuos is Sipisa Yeshua, and Chochmas Vadas. So Chachma says Papalta Bachachma. And Vadas is Evanta Dav Mitautava. That's how they derive from the Pasuk. Each one of these things. So from this Pasuk they derive what the things are that a Kadosh Baruch Hu approaches a person with on Yom HaDin. So these things have to be kolel, I mean, the total perfection of a human being. It's an amazing, amazing makor. I mean, this is a very significant area. So I thought it appropriate to try to understand what Chazal mean in this area. But let's take the first thing. First thing seems like a commonplace thing, which, you know, people say honest in business, okay. But is that a, why is that such a tremendous yesod? Why is that just such? I mean, that's the first thing that they ask. It's an interesting thing. Teisha Sakasha. Because Teisha Sakasha, the Gemara in Kedushin says differently. The Gemara in Kedushin says. The Gemara in Kedushin contradicts this member. The Gemara in Kedushin says like this. Ein tchilas dino shel odom el al devetar, Chazal say. Dama Ravnun, Ain't Khidis Dinus Lodam El Divatar Shnema, Potem Mayim Rashis Mudon. So a Porik old Torah, Rashis Mudon, Tchilas Dinov, Ain Mayim El Torah, the Chsiv Haikol Tzom El Chulam Mayim. So Potem Mayim Rashis Mudon, he's the guy that is Potem Mayim, he makes the Mayim's insignificant, okay, disregards it. It's Potem Mayim. So Rashis Mudon, that's the first thing they ask him. So he's a Tata de Sasri between the Gemara condition and the Gemara and Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, the first thing they ask him is no sasa v'nasati mamuna. And over here, Chazal say no. The tchilas dinu shalom is only the retorah. It's interesting. He says like this. He says, "Vadlam perik mamar likin kishmachnisin adam v'din amar lo no sasa v'nasati mamuna haynu dafka linin shelo sheshoelin lo amasa amata." They ask him that. "Av mekom akom nifroim mimena tchila al shlo kava itin latara." Interesting days. He says, but they... He says the first thing they ask him is did he do business honestly? But the onus he gets first is for the fact that he wasn't kaveit matar. It's a strange kind of a thing. What's the answer? I mean, it's just a matter of order of questioning. I mean, so what's the difference in the order of questioning? And why is the order of question that way? But you have to understand what is Nasasvan Satamuna. Nasasvan is Yisod. Now, why is it such a fundamental principle? Because it means as follows. Nasasvan Satamuna means that the person that is not Nosei, the Nosei Bamuna, it means that he thinks that he can grab for himself that which is the good. So it's a denial. See, it's denial of the fact that the good for a man, a person having a good existence, is only dependent upon the order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives for the individual. You see, and that's why this is for instance in the Tfilas Nila. So what do you say in Tfilas Nila? Laman nechdal me'oshek yadena. So nechdal me'oshek yedenu means, that's exactly what it means. That's the opposite of nasos v'nasat l'amuna. It means oshek yedenu means where the person grabs, has the illusion that he can grab for himself. And that he, so what is that illusion based on? It's based on a misidentification of the good. It means that he is convinced that if he grabs this money, that this is good. This will be the good. This is the good. And therefore, it seems logical for him to grab it. Oshek yadeinu. So that's really a denial of the entire system of Yahadus, which states again and again that the good for man is only if he lives according to the Derech HaTorah, and therefore he's the beneficiary of God's good. So that's why Nasasva Bamuna is so significant. It means what Chazal means, that a person in the business world has the opportunity every moment, basically, to demonstrate the basic fundamental of his whole belief system, namely that the good is the good that's identified in the Torah, and the good that man receives through our Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mishpat. And you can't, there's no short-circuiting. You can't get around that. There's no, if there are things, there are times when it appears so clearly to the person that the good is right in front of their eyes and they can just grab it, but it's an illusion. It's an illusion. There will be no gain from it, and only harm. So it's really the basis of the whole concept of Yahadus. See, that's why Chazal said that's the first thing they ask. The first thing means the most fundamental. That's the most fundamental. Nasas manasata b'amunah. That's what Chazal said. But, yeah. Because that is... Exactly. It appears mostly in life and in every area, but it's identified, it reaches its full expression in this situation. It reaches the full expression of the situation. So nasasa v'nasata b'amunah is the ultimate hechitimtza of the person's underlying belief system. It means where the person feels he can get away with grabbing that which appears to be the good, he can get away with it, and no one will know, and he refrains because he knows that the good is what the Torah tells him. And the good is only what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him. That's why really in Ashrei it says that why you say Ashrei three times a day, and what is the main thing in Ashrei? Poseach es yadecha masbi'ol l'chol chai ratzon. I mean, that's what you say in Berachas HaMazon. That's Berachas HaMazon is the one Berachas HaMazon. So Nasan Lachem L'chol Basa. So Nasan L'chol Basa. And Chazal say also Nasan L'chol Basa is why that's one kasha. Why you say Tahal Agadol Hadol Hashem? Because says also Nasan Lachem L'chol Basa. But that Nasan Lachem L'chol Basa means that the ultimate sustenance of man is only from God, and you can't short circuit that system. There's no way that you can. You may think you can, but it's not possible. So that's a belief in the abstract good. And the belief, the underlying belief in the abstract good, which the Torah delineates, is the basis of Kol HaTorah. The person isn't attached to that idea of the good, but he's attached to particulars, so then he's in denial of the whole system of Yahadus. That is the, that's why that's the first thing. So that's the most fundamental. Of course, Teisa is a Teisa's kasha. Teisa is a good kasha. But the Gemara says that Ein Tchilas Dino Shel Odom El Al Divrei Torah. Because the Pasuk says Potem Mayim. The guy that says Mayim is nothing. He's Potem Mayim, Rishis Mother. So what's the answer? Yeah, what's the answer? So Teisa says, they ask him first on this, but Nifroim Imenu first on the on Torah. Why? What does it mean? Because it means like this. That the question really is the most fundamental in terms of the person's mode of operation. That's the most fundamental. Can't be anything more fundamental. But if he didn't do it, you see, so it means because he was a potamayim. See, Rashi says. Rashi's potamayim means that he's a porik old Torah. It means that it's not simply a matter of a person having there are people that, for instance, they'll say, I'm honest in business. And there are people that are. Even though, I mean, their honesty in business is based on a certain ethical norm. It's a certain attachment to an ethical norm. And there could be people like that. They're going like that. The one thing is when it comes to business, they're very honest. Okay, they have this, it's a principle. It's a principle. But to be a principal is not enough, because that could be simply something which they're raised from childhood, that this is something that they must do and they can't be dishonest. But it doesn't indicate the concept, the idea. Why is just, it could be it's a taboo thing with them. It's taboo. Can't be dishonest. They can't tell a lie. It's taboo. But over here, the nasos v'nasata b'amuna is not based on a taboo. It's based on a whole yisod in the way the person looks at the world and at his well-being and what well-being really means, what the definition of the good is. So that's why if he didn't do it, it means he was a potamayim. He made the ideas of Torah insignificant. So there's really two types of the Torah comes in two places. Torah comes in like Rashi's Pikasol, which means to say he doesn't accept the basic fundamental principle of what the good is. That's one thing, you see. And that, of course, is primary to everything, because that's the cause of the person not being a Nosei V'Nosei Mamuna. So Nosei V'Nosei Mamuna is the first question they ask, because that means, what was your mode of operation? Were you attached to the abstract good, or to the good that your emotions presented to you? That's the most fundamental principle. But Ein Yefroyim Imen Atchila, it means to say, if he didn't, so the cause is because he was a potamayim. So there's two types of firsts. There's a first in terms of a primary, in terms of his mode of operation and his function, that's primary. And then there's a first in terms of the cause. In terms of the cause, it's really that he was a potamayim, because he didn't adhere. Prikasol means he didn't accept the good, the abstract good that the Torah really defined. You see, that's the cause. That's what I say. Two separate things. Yes.
What is this?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now the next thing, the second thing they asked him was Kavatitim LaTorah. There's an interesting Rashi over here. Kavatitim LaTorah. It says Lafisha Odom. Rashi says Lafisha Odom Tzorch L'Asek B'Derech Eretz. Because a person has to engage himself in business or in some kind of parnasa. She imain Derech Eretz ain't Torah. That's if a person doesn't have support, so there's no Torah. Hutzrach lekvoa itim laTorah davar katzav. So he has to establish times for Torah, something which is a davar katzav. Interesting. Kavatim laTorah doesn't mean that you learn. It means that he was careful to make sure that it's a davar katzav, the learning, that it's established. That's what Rashi's saying. Because a person has to be involved in making a parnasa, and if he doesn't do that, so everything's worthless. There's no Torah. So he says, therefore, he has to pull himself away, and he has to be kavei itim. Dover kotzish lo yimoshech kol hayom l'derech eretz. That he shouldn't be drawn all day into the world of money making. So what is Rashi? What's underlying Rashi? Underlying Rashi is a question, really. What bothered Rashi is, what do you mean kavatitim l'Torah? What kind of a question is that? I mean, you can't get a better description than the pasuk itself, which means the person should be constantly preoccupied with Torah, right? You know, all the time. So what does it mean, kavateitim Torah? So Rashi says, no, what it means is, because that's true. That's where a person's energy should be. But the fact is that a person has to engage in the world of making money, of support, and he's naturally drawn. It's something which draws a person because the excitement of making money and the interest of making money is something which has drawn a person. So he has to counter that with a kliyas itim. By the way, the Rambam says kliyas itim l'Torah is not just any time. The Rambam says it has to be Bayom Balayla, right? It means to say that he has to make sure that he doesn't have a 12-hour period where there's no Kriyas Itim L'Torah. That's a lot. So what is the idea? The idea is like this. The concept is like this. That Chazal really say, the Gemara Bracha says. Gemara Bracha says, Rigzu Va'al Techetim. That a person, what does it mean? It means a person should have an anger, should express an anger, and he should be margiz the yetzer tov. He should get angry at the yetzer hara. It's a pasuk. Rigzu v'al techeto. So what does the pasuk mean? What the pasuk means is that a person who is fortunate to have the basic yesodos of the Torah and the ideas of the good, you see, that alone is not enough. Because the emotions draw him in, and he has to have the inner experience where he's where he gets angry at the Yetzer Hara, where he simply puts a stop. He says, I'm out of reality and I have to stop this. He must do it. This is a part of the process of perfection. If a person can't do that, he can't attain perfection. If he doesn't have the ability to do that, that's an experience. I mean, the greatness of the Torah is that it's a detailed prescription which tells you makes you aware of every single danger. Every danger from the forces of the instinctual and how to deal with it. That's what I'll say. Lola miyag is on a mietzah tovah. It means a person has to. It's not enough to say, okay, I'm a big philosopher. You know, I mean, I know the ideas. If you think that, you're making a big mistake because you're underestimating the instinctual in yourself. The instinctual has a tremendous power. Chazal has a tremendous respect for the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is a powerful force. So the instinctual is going to. I don't care how smart you are. It's going to get you. And there's a method that you must use, and that's Yagis. I mean, he just takes hold of himself and he must say that I'm being made a fool out of because I know what the good is and I'm not doing it. And I'm just being drawn after these instinctual forces. So that's Kavata Itamato. You see, that's what Aram says. Kviyas Itamato has to be Bayom Ubalayla. Because it can't be a 12-hour period in which you don't do that. Because then the instinctual forces will regroup and you'll be a gunner, you see. So you have to do that. That is something which I would say, you know, for the B'nai Yeshiva, it's probably one of the hardest things because people are attracted to the Derech HaTorah because it is very attractive. I mean, after all, it gives you Chai Olam Hazeh and Chai Olam Haba. It gives you everything. I mean, so why shouldn't you? Why shouldn't the person who has intelligence and sees the ideas be attracted to Torah? But the Rigzu Valtecha, there was something which is difficult. Because there the person has to admit that even though he has the knowledge is one thing, but he's not finished with the Yetzer Hara yet. Yetzer Hara still has very, very, very strong plans. And the method that he has to use is Rigzu Valtecha. He has to be angry. It has to be an anger, a rogez, an anger at what the Yetzer Hara is doing to him. So he says, "I know the truth, and I'm being made. This is now being made a fool out of." And he puts an end to it. Simply will not allow it. That's lolam yargiz adam Yetzer Tov al Yetzer Hara. That's kavata itam atar. I mean, that's what Rashi says. Now, why does it say kavata itam atar? You have to learn all the time. Yeah, it's true. Of course, you have to learn all the time. That's the ultimate state. But the fact is, when you get down to the practicality, you can't accomplish that unless you have this inner battle. See, unless you have this inner battle. Yeah. Think about it. Yargiz Yetzer Tov, Shiyasa Milchama Am Yetzer Hara. The ones who broke us the famine off. Shiyasa Milchama. So it means to say that a person that thinks that he could do it naturally without going through any painful process is just fooling himself. It's not possible. Okay? And it's a difficult, and it's true. It's true with regard to many areas, not just Talmud Torah. I mean, it's true with regard to Tefillah as well. It's true with regard to Tefillah as well. That a person sees that his emotions are drawing him away, and he has to remove Tefillah. After all, is a very difficult thing. Tefillah has to remove himself completely from all the attractions that his emotions are involved with, and remove himself into a different state of mind. Like Ram says, Kilome Bashamayim, it's a completely removed from the mundane. It's a difficult thing to do. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. How does a person accomplish that? I mean, if he's on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's a natural thing. But for the ordinary person, it's not so easy. So it requires Yargis Adam Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. Yargis Adam Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. That's what Rashi explains. Kavata Itam Torah. That he can't underestimate the draw, powerful draw of the instinctual. Okay, so that's the second thing. Now your question, what was your question? So that's why it's really, what? It's no question. Because the first thing that they ask the person is, did he have his sights correct? Did he know what the real good is? And that he can only know through Torah. It can't be just, and if he just does, of course, it's an ethical thing, that's completely... completely, not the affected person. So, and if he doesn't do it, so then it means he was fooled. So that's the first thing. That's only possible through the Torah. There it means poter mayim. He can't be. If he's a poter mayim, so he'll never be able to have his the proper mode of operation, mode of function. Okay, but then there's another thing completely kavata itam la Torah, which is the ability to be angry at himself, get angry at himself. How can I do this? I know this is not going to lead to any happiness, not going to improve my life, and I'm falling into a trap. And he has to get angry and mulchama and simply put an end to it. And that's something which an experience which a person, if he doesn't have it, can never attain perfection. Okay, that's kavata itam la Torah. Yeah. Okay. So that's the second thing. What is the third thing? The third thing is asakta b'pir v'rivya. It's interesting. You think with those two things, okay, the guy said basically. No. Asakta b'pir v'rivya. Asakta b'pir v'rivya. What is the significance of that? So that I mentioned last time. What it means is Chazal recognized that the Yetzer Hara operates in two ways. The Yetzer Hara, in one way, it operates with a draw, a powerful draw of the momentary and the instinctual, powerful draw. But Chazal recognized that there is an underlying core that has to be attacked. You see, and since the mitzvahs of the Torah are structured in a way that all the mitzvahs are really structured in a way to perfect man. So certain mitzvahs strike at certain core elements in the human nature, and the mitzvah that really strikes at one of the core forms of a person's shortcoming is the mitzvah pirvah. Why? Because a person that is not osik in pirvah, it means that the person is lost in his narcissism. See, to be osik in pirvah means to have the ability to recognize that his existence is only temporal, he's just one link in a chain, and the important thing is the chain. So that is a total breakdown of the individual's narcissism. So the asik in pirivirivya, this that's why it doesn't say kiyamta pirivirivya. Because kiyamta is a separate kiyama mitzvah. It's no different in that respect than any other mitzvah. You have to mekayim all the mitzvahs. But in terms of attacking a core in man which removes him from God, which removes him from the Derech HaChayim, there is one mitzvah that does it. Now, one mitzvah whose structure is essentially to perfect the man and remove him from being unable to channel his energies properly. And that is the narcissism of a person. A person who's not osik in pir rivya, it means that he's lost and wrapped up in the self. And that's why pirivirivya does not seem so significant. It's not such a significant concept. You see, just to be a link in a chain, in a long chain, an insignificant link, that seems like something which is counter. Intuitively, it's counter, goes against the emotions or the narcissistic emotions of man. It's an interesting thing. So Chazal found in the mitzvah of pirivirivya that the mitzvah of pirivirivya is not just an ordinary mitzvah, an isolated mitzvah. It's a mitzvah which really contains a key. It's a key. I mean, you have to know mitzvahs, every mitzvah has a purpose. But some mitzvahs are constructed in a way where they have a greater significance in terms of the changing essential to the change and perfection of the person. Every mitzvah is significant. But there are certain mitzvahs which they are. I mean, you have to be chacham to know which ones they are. But Chazal isolated that mitzvah. That is the mitzvah where this main idea is the breakdown of the individual's narcissism. A person who is not osik pirivirivya means to say that he's lost in his own narcissism. He's lost in his own narcissism. And And whatever way it is, whatever reason the person will give why he's not also compared to Rebbe, if he looks into himself carefully, he'll see that that is a flaw. It's a narcissistic problem. Problem with narcissism. Yeah. A person, yeah, that's true. A person can do any mitzvah wrong, but the refraining from doing the mitzvah is because of the imperfection. It is true. A person can take any mitzvah. A person can take Shabbos and make it until Yom. A person can take Shabbos, onik Shabbos, and make it to the day of Taiva. I mean, it's true. Yeah, I mean, it means for the right reason. It means for kiyum olam. And the raya is what the Gemara says about the Ben Azai. The Ben Azai said chashka nafshi b'torah. So what did he say? So they asked him, what about Pirv Rivya? Yiskayim olam ha'ideachar. Okay? Yeah. So you see that the whole concept of Pirv Rivya is kiyum olam. It means a person has to have his idea on kiyum olam. If he wants to just have a big family for his own self-aggrandizement, that's not what Chazal taught. That's taking the mitzvah easy for his own self. You can do a lot of things with it. You can twist mitzvahs out of shape, but there's no question about it. But this is the purpose of the mitzvah. This is really the purpose of the mitzvah. It's not in order to have a big family so that he could be an important person, but it's in order that there should be kiyum olam. So Ben Azai said, "Choshken nafshi b'taram pati yiskayim olam ha'ideach." It's kiyum olam. He has to have an interest in kiyum olam. The next thing, tzipisa liyeshua, is really an interesting idea. It's an expansion. It's an expansion on sakta b'pervivya. Because what does tzipisa liyeshua mean? Tzipisa liyeshua means, were you anxiously awaiting for the fulfillment of the divine event? So what does that mean? What does it mean? It means to say, a person will say, look, I have a good life. I mean, there's no persecutions in my generation. I have a wonderful life. I have everything I need. I could sit and learn Yom Valila. What's missing? What's missing? Well, what do I have to have Mashiach for? What do I have to have the Tikkun Olam? But the answer is the Kiyum Divrei Nevi'im. It means it has to, a perfected person, it has to bother him. It has to bother him. It means to say that the fact, the avas abrios of a person, which is based on the recognition of the will of God, it demands that it must upset a person to see the waste and the ashkasa of life. That human life is simply wasted and worthless, as if the Maaseh Hashem found no objective. It means that the person has to intrinsically have that kind of an attitude. If that is lacking, he's lacking in perfection. It's like Sadia Gaon's introduction to Sefer, where he talks, he writes like that. He says that the reason why I wrote the Sefer was because he saw that the way people, it bothered him, that people's lives are just wasted because they don't have the proper ideas and direction. Something that has to bother us. And if it doesn't bother him, if he's in his own little world, so then it shows that he has no part really, and he lacks in Avas Hashem and Avas Abrios and in the whole, in his whole perfection is absent. Perfection is absent. Perfection can't be just centered around the self. But the perfection has to be that it has to be disturbing to him. That the brios are just maise yodai tava bayam. He has to have the sense that the bria is ashchosa in the bria, and kihishchis kol basar as dakar laretz has to bother him. If it's not his asik, so it means that there's no perfection. There's no perfection. The halacha is you have an iser baltashkas. Iser baltashkas is also based on the same idea. Now what's the iser? So what if he cuts down the tree? You know what I mean? So what's why is that such a terrible thing? But the answer is because it's hashchasa. It has to bother him. Hashchasa has to disturb a person. You see the That's the v'lo ilanos bovad. Elakol ram perkvav alachayud. Elakol mishaber kalin v'kareya begodim v'horeis binyan v'sosei mayan u'ma'abed ma'cholos derech hashchasa over belos hashchus. Okay. Alacha is perkvav alachayud. In hilchos malach. And the Rambam says further, it's interesting, the Rambam says further, by Bnei Noach, the Rambam comes back again, he says, and Perikid Hilchos Melachim Lo Yidaf, Chayavim Bezdin Shel Yisrael Lasos Shoftim, La'elu Agerim Atoshav. Okay, Ger Toshav. So Bezdin's Chayav to establish Mishpat. Lo Dun Lohem, Al Pia Mishpatim Elo, Kidei Shelo Yishachis Ola. Okay. So it means to say that Hashchasas Olam has to be a person's concern. And that's Tzipisol Yeshua. It means he has to anxiously be waiting for that state of human existence. That's the fourth thing that they ask him. Next thing they ask him is Popalta Bachachma. Popalta Bachachma is something which it would seem is self-understood almost. Popalta Bachachma. It means to say that did you recognize that the core of everything, is really Chachma. And that's the underlying reality. That's the underlying method through which everything is totally in that. Okay? So that's Popalta Bachachma. Because that's pretty much, I mean, if a person is not mefalpel chachma, so then pretty much he has no sheches to allocate Israel. But the next thing is very interesting. Say, okay, fine, so I was mefalpel chachma. But the last thing is an extension, just like a sakta perivri and sipisim Yeshua go together. But the last thing is hevanta dava mitoch dava, which is a strange thing. Means to say that it's not enough that a person could have been Osek and Torah Kol Yomav. Okay? It means he knows Shas, he knows everything Osek Batara. But did you gain any insight into other areas with the Torah? Or did you just remain with the Chachma of the Torah itself that you learned? It's an amazing, what kind of a criticism is that? So I'll say, an absolutely good head. I was able to learn, and I learned as much as I could, but I wasn't a great genius. I didn't have the ability to be maven davar, to be creative and have a creative insight. Well, why is that his fault? I was thinking that would be a natural phenomenon. Depends if he's mefalpel b'chachma. So then automatically, if he has a good mind, so he'll be maven davar mitach davar. You say he'll be able to extend it and have insight. No, it's one of the things that they approach a person on the Yom HaDin. A guy could say he learned through everything, Kol HaTorah Kula, but he didn't have new insights. Oh, what's it his fault? See, apparently, it is his fault. Because Hevanta Dovar insight is not, insight is not because of a person, a person's intelligence. In the system of Yahadas, a person's intelligence is not as significant as it is in the world at large. In the world at large, if a person has 180 IQ, a person has 125, not that I think IQ is the way to measure intelligence, but I'm just using it as a muscle. If a person has 125 IQ, 180 IQ, they say, well, it's a tremendous difference. But you have to understand, in the world of Chachmas Hashem, it's basically an insignificant difference. Because Even the greatest Chacham recognizes at some point that his mind is a very crude tool when it comes to the Chachma, that's the Chachma, the precision in the Chachma, and the infinite Chachma that's in front of him. His mind is not able to really grasp it. So therefore, the only thing he can do is to participate on some level. It doesn't make much of a difference if you look at the infinite in terms of whether he has a little better IQ or worse IQ. I mean, in terms of Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's all nonsense. It's all nothing. So therefore, Hevanta insight doesn't mean an insight like the world thinks, a new breakthrough that somebody else didn't think of. That's a relative phenomenon. Okay? And there is some truth to it, although not really like people think, that the higher intelligence will always be superior. That certainly is false, because more important is where the person's desire is. That's more important. But in spite of that, even the level of insight, given everything being equal, the level of insight of man is insignificant. The only thing that's significant about it is that the insight is a part of his derech hachayim for his soul. You see, a person that doesn't have insight, that is not maven davar mitoch davar, it shows you that there's an imperfection in the individual. It means, for some reason, his emotions are not in line with what Chochmah has to offer. For some reason. Be a lot of reasons. It could be a false modesty. It could be imperfections go on both sides. Sometimes you have an imperfection because the person's haughty. Sometimes you have an imperfection because he's modest. All emotions can cause a person to deviate from the derech hayasher. So if a person, let's say, says, "Look, I'm not such a who am I to say something new, a new idea, to have insight? Who am I? I'll just repeat what I learned in the Torah. I'm not gonna expand. I'm not on a level to expand." See, so and Yom Adin the Tovayim for that, they say that was an imperfection. You didn't appreciate what you could do with Chochmah. You were afraid to make a move. It was a fear. You were afraid to be maven mitoch davar. You stopped yourself. And that's your follow an emotion. You didn't really assess properly what the Torah gave you. The Torah gave you a system of Chochmah, and he gave you the ability to have insight and maven mitoch davar. And you, for some reason, you didn't avail yourself of that. That's a serious matter. So he's chayiv and he's chayiv on and on. I mean, his derech hachayim was off. His derech hachayim was off. He's the maven davar mitoch davar is a natural phenomenon that takes place when a person is osek properly in chachma. He has insight, and if he doesn't really allow himself to follow the path, the natural path from chachma to das, is something. No matter what the reason is. No matter what the reason is, no matter how good the reason sounds, he's nitval adin on that, and he receives an honor for it. That's basically the chazal. Interesting. So let's see. Can we summarize it? it's an extension in the sense that it can't be hevanta dav mitoch davar unless it was also b'chachma first. You can't do that. That's tama anar. I mean, I think he thinks that every thought that occurs to him is insight. That's not evanta dav mitoch davar. He has to first have he must secure the method of chachma. That's that comes first. But evanta davar mitoch davar is something which, if he doesn't do it, if he's not creative, if he doesn't allow the chachma to really follow through to what it's teaching you, then he's nitval adin. And it's true in learning. It's true in the derech hachaim. It's true. Torah is not just Gemara. I mean, Gemara is halacha is something which is obviously part of the whole entity of Torah. But Torah is Mishle and Kehelis and Eiv and all divrei Torah. All divrei Torah. So it means evanta davar mitoch davar isn't limited just to Shas. It means in every area, in Ashkafa, in Yedias Hashem, in every single area, in Yedias of his own nature, of himself, in every area. So it means to say, but it's a true halacha as well. It means to say, if a person is learning a sugya and he has insight in the sugya, and he doesn't want to say it, for some reason he refrains from allowing his mind to follow the path of his insight, he's chayev. It's not a vanta dav mitoch davar. You had the opportunity, you're supposed to follow what your mind tells you. You're able to penetrate and see something. And if he just withdraws and says, "Look, who am I to say svar?" He's chayev. He's not makayim a vanta dav mitoch davar. It's false anivus. So, and he's nitval adin on that. So basically, those are the categories. If these are the things that they ask a person, this is the whole derech hachayim. Has to incorporate the whole derech hachayim. It's interesting, but the formula that Chazal seem to be saying, basically it's three things. First of all, the identification of the frame of reference of human existence. That's that's the good. He recognizes the good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Dayan in the whole system, the whole frame of reference of human existence. I mean, that's the first thing. Okay, then you have the method. Okay, a certain method that you must employ. That's the Ridzu Val Techetu, the method that you must employ. A certain method which is indispensable. Okay. The next is a breach in his primary narcissism. That's three. Four is really a level of existence where he's in line where the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has significance. And Ashkas HaSolom bothers him. You see, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has significance. And the next is the channeling of his energies into Chachma. And the last thing is that in the world of Chachma, he simply follows the natural pattern that Chachma presents itself to him, and he's unimpeded by any, he doesn't allow any emotion to impede that whole process. That's the formula. It's the framework, the method, the one powerful emotion that he must directly disengage, I mean, or counter or remedy, and then the world of Chachma. But the world of Chachma is two steps. There's one step is the pursuit of the substance of Chachma, the recognition that this is where it's at, and the pursuit of the knowledge, the substance of Chachma. And the next thing is the function of the individual in the world of Chachma in an unimpeded way. That's the last thing. That's the formula. And that's a very good point, that the, in other words, at the period of Rivius, he can be pushed off. The Torah comes first. But the reason, I think, as we've all mentioned before, namely, that if there's no Limud HaTorah, he doesn't understand the mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? And people like to have big families for many reasons, and their own emotional reasons. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the perfection of the person. You see. So that's why it makes sense that the period of Rivia really is not just a Maisa mitzvah. It really, what Chazal saw in Pir Rivia was a different level of existence, where the person is in a different reality. A different reality presents itself, and then the ultimate state is not just Kiyum Olam alone, but Kiyum Olam where it's in line with its purpose. The plain objective of the psukim, plain meaning of the psukim, L'tov lach, you know what the tov is. I mean, this plain meaning is always that. So that's primary. I would say like this. I would say that the order in specific for each individual, it depends on the person. I would say that without limud is nothing. That's what they say. Nephraim first on limud. Without limud, there's no framework. But once the person has limud, then the person has to be able to see where his weaknesses are and work on those work on those things. I mean, for a certain person has to stop everything and work on Rigzu Val Techetu. He sees that that's really something he doesn't have an hand. He has to do it. I mean, it depends. And that's what the Rambam says, that you can't, you know, that's why Rambam says you can't learn from certain things that certain chacham do, because based on their own perfection, they're trying to perfect themselves in their own lives. And I think a person has to really know himself in order to know which area he has to work on. I mean, that's what I think. What the Rambam says, a person sees that he has a chuli nefesh, is yelech etzel chacham. I mean, the Chacham has to tell him what he has to do exactly. The order, I think, depends a lot on the person's individual problems. Everybody's individual problems is different. But you see, the idea of the Gnosis, that they identified as really the enemy of perfection, is found also in the Tefillah L'Kayin HaTzor. So as to say, V'nafshi, V'nkalai nafshi sidom. Okay, I should be silent. Not just don't answer, but the nefesh is silent. There's no movement, no inner movement against the people that curse him. V'nafshi ke'ofa l'kol tiyah. So it means that really is the breakdown of the Gnosticism. Nafshi ke'ofa l'kol tiyah, and then psach libi b'sara sechel mitzvah sechel t'ilav nafshi. I mean, that's a sign of Kwanan. This must come first. It must come. It's a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite. It means as long as a person's status is significant in the eyes of others, it can't be Psach Libi Sasach or Mesvasach Tirdof Nafshi. It can't be. It's not possible. So that seems to be that seems to be first. Right. Yeah. That we did last time. Vafilu Hachi. What it means is, that's what we were talking about last time, that it's not, no matter what, even if he reached the highest level in all these areas, but the fact is, if it's not, if he let go and he was just a freelance philosopher, he can't make it. That's Yiras Hashem Yatzara. It's not possible for a human being to do it unless he has a significant amount of energy in the in Yiras Hashem. But that is Bhagavad Gita. That's different. Rigzuval Techtu is a method. Yiras Hashem is an ongoing distribution of energy. A certain energy is in Yiras Hashem. Two different things.